After a stormy start to the week, conditions are settled down across the region this afternoon into the first part of tonight. But it won't last for long, as another storm is expected to come into our area tonight and will linger into the day tomorrow. Right now, the area is sandwiched between two storms. Off to our east is the nor'easter that arrived late Monday and Monday night and continued right through last night with a combination of wintry types of precipitation. That storm now is moving away. A little bubble of high pressure is in our area for today into the first part of tonight. But off to our west, we have an area of low pressure and a cold front, and those are set to come through later tonight into the day tomorrow. So clouds will fill back in, though it's been fairly gray across most of the area today. In some spots, the sun has poked through. Now, tonight, there is the opportunity for a light wintry mix across the region, so there is potential for some slippery travel conditions, especially late this evening and through the overnight hours into tomorrow morning. Moving into the day tomorrow, that front and low pressure area will continue to move through the region. With that, we'll have plenty of clouds and at times a scattering of rain and snow showers. Now, the system coming through tonight into tomorrow is not nearly as organized as the nor'easter that moved through Monday through Tuesday. So in respect to rain and snow, it's not going to be as organized or as heavy as what we saw with the storm that started off the week. Temperatures tomorrow will be still a bit above normal, with highs running mainly near 40, and even up into the low 40s across portions of the area. So we're still fairly mild for the day on Thursday, though breezes will kick up later in the day as the cold front blows by. And then on Friday, the front will be off to our east, and we're going to see a gusty wind out of the west and northwest, and that's going to help to drag in some cooler air. So we'll begin to feel a little bit more like January as we wrap up the work week, with highs on Friday running mainly in the 30s. And with those winds blowing across the Great Lakes, we are looking at the potential for scattering of snow showers in our area on Friday. And we'll keep it seasonably cool moving through the weekend, not exceptionally cold by any means for this time of year, but cooler than it has been for quite a while. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, breezy, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy, chance of a light wintry mix, low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, turning breezy, high in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy, with a chance of showers, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, turning breezy, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy, chance of a light wintry mix, with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain or snow showers, turning breezy, with highs in the lower 40s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, with scattered snow showers, breezy, highs in the 30s. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy, with scattered snow showers, breezy, high 28 to 36. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.